Welcome to the Whack Talk podcast, where I ask questions with purpose and clear thinking. I'm your host, Weston Alexander Knutson. My goal is to equip you with answers to the hard questions that need to be asked in a world full of confusion. In today's episode, the hard question is, what is freedom? You'd think this would be an easy question for most people to answer, especially Americans. But I believe the idea of freedom has been distorted and corrupted. There's this hypnotizing idea of freedom that has confused the culture. If I were to go around asking random people what freedom means, they'd probably tell me it means the ability to do whatever a person wants. Does that sound familiar to you? It reminds me of the chant, YOLO, you only live once. Which means do whatever makes you feel good, because this is the only life you get. Now, if we take this idea of freedom and play it out, what would the results be? Honestly, the results are being played out in real time right now in the United States. You want to do drugs? As long as it makes you happy. You want to be the opposite sex? If that's how you feel. You don't want your baby? We'll take care of that, as long as that's what makes you feel good. You don't want to work? That's okay, we'll take care of you. Do whatever you want, if that's what brings you happiness. Where will it stop? Is that truly freedom? When you drive or walk around in your town, does it look like people are free? I certainly don't think so. When I drive or walk around my town, I see people enslaved by addiction, self-centered, controlled by their fears, and confused by their feelings. In one way or another, people are slaves to something. So, what is freedom exactly? A simple definition says freedom is the condition of being without restraints. But what are restraints? This is where knowing the truth matters. Freedom is not about having zero limits or having no rules and laws. Freedom relates, more importantly, to knowing what is right and wrong. For example, if you tell a lie and continue to live that lie, are you free? I would argue that you are a slave to that lie. That lie is controlling everything you do because you are trying to hide the truth. You would not be free. If you told the truth, you would not be weighed down by always trying to hide behind your lie. The truth sets you free. With this in mind, we understand that true freedom requires boundaries or guidelines to follow for good to thrive and prosper. This is the part where knowing what is right and then doing it matters. Without boundaries or guidelines, freedom is whatever someone believes it to be, which would eventually lead to chaos and destruction. If you disagree with me, just look at a child, for example. They are supposedly the most innocent humans because they haven't been fully corrupted by their environment, as some argue is the reason for humanity's problems. Well, give them unlimited freedom without setting any boundaries and watch what happens. You will quickly learn that all that comes will be complete and utter chaos and destruction. The child will do whatever they want, not knowing what is right or wrong. When people don't have a clear definition of freedom, and each person believes what they want to believe, their different beliefs will inevitably conflict with each other. This only causes division and confusion. And when this happens, freedom is nowhere to be seen. For true freedom to be present, it has to be defined within the boundaries and guidelines set by what is true and right. So the question then becomes, who has the authority to define these boundaries? The same one who has the authority to define truth. Like I explained in my first episode, truth has to be above all. But where did this truth come from if it is above all? Could truth really come into existence on its own through man's enlightenment? I don't think so. The only logical answer is God. Man certainly cannot claim to be the authority on truth. If man could claim this, then the world would be a lot better place than it is right now. No, God is the best explanation for the existence of all things. Therefore, he would be the source of truth. And if he is the source of truth, then he alone has the authority to define the boundaries and guidelines for freedom, which are the boundaries and guidelines for how to live the best life possible. Who would know the universe and everything in it better than the one who created it all? When we try to define ourselves and what it means to be free, then we end up becoming a slave to that false definition. It would be a lie and a false reality. The only way to truly be free is if we are living as God created us to live. When we are living in this way, then we aren't trying to be something we are not. We aren't trying to be in control of our lives. We declare God to be God, who is sovereign over all. We aren't trying to create our own identity because God made us with an identity and purpose that are for our good. We aren't worried about tomorrow, about what we will eat or what we will wear, because we trust the Creator to provide for his creation. And we know what is right and wrong because God tells us in his word. God knew that the truth and our freedom mattered so much that he sent his one and only Son to pay the price for us to be set free from the lies and our sins by dying on the cross. And then on the third day, he rose from the dead to make a way for us to have life, living in the way he created us to live. He made it possible that not even death could restrain or enslave us. Galatians 5:1 tells us, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." For us to hear the full weight of what this verse means and know the great sacrifice Jesus paid for us, then we need to understand the complete meaning of freedom. If freedom simply means do whatever you want, well, then we already do that, and yet we keep searching for more, never feeling like we've ever reached complete freedom. Why is that? Because true freedom only comes from God. True freedom starts and continues with Jesus. When we are set right with our Creator because of Jesus and living as he created us to with the help of the Holy Spirit, then there are no restraints. We won't want to test the boundaries God set in place because everything would feel right when we are living in the identity and purpose God made us with. Imagine a world where everyone knew their identity given by God and lived out the purposes they were created for, using their unique gifts, skills, and talents. It would be pretty amazing because everyone would be living in the freedom that the truth of God brings. There would be no hiding or fighting. There would be no pretending or confusion. I think it will be like this in eternity. Everyone will know exactly who God made them to be and will worship God with all that they are. I look forward to that day. Now, after defining freedom, what are we to do about it? If you do a complete study on freedom in God's word and in all of history, I think you will come to the conclusion that freedom is not aimless. And freedom comes at a great cost. Many lives have been sacrificed in the name of freedom, including our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, when freedom is attained, what do we do about it? Do we sit around doing nothing, only waiting to lose it again? Do we do whatever we want? Do we test the boundaries that were set in place to protect our freedom? Or do we continue to pursue freedom with all that we are? Thankfully, we have a clear answer because truth and freedom have a name. It's Jesus Christ. We have the direction we need to go with our freedom in the boundaries laid out by God's truth. If we want to stay free, we need Jesus. Freedom is never aimless. It's aimed at following Jesus. When we are living as God created us to live, following the example of Jesus with the help of His Spirit, we are free. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "He is the way, the truth, and the life." With this, He gave us our aim. The way, the truth, and the life equals freedom. Without the way, our aim, there is no freedom. Without the truth, our boundaries, and our guide, there is no freedom. And without life, there is obviously no freedom. Jesus is our source of freedom and the only way to keep our freedom. Jesus set us free by going to the cross, and we are not called to run aimlessly through life doing whatever we please. Our freedom was bought by a great price, and we should exercise our freedom to aim at the prize, that being Jesus Himself. Christ has set us free from all, even our responsibility to pay the price for our sins, which we could never repay. What a glorious gift that is. Why would we choose to be enslaved again by turning away from Jesus and going our own way? Galatians 5:13 says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh." 1 Peter 2:16 tells us to live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. And James 1:22-25 explains, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." So if freedom is found in Jesus, how do we follow Jesus? We first confess and repent of our sins, declaring that we have died with our sins and Jesus on the cross. And then we believe that Jesus rose from the dead so that we could rise with Him and have new life. We leave the old life, our pride, addictions, bad habits, lust, greed, and all our old ways at the cross and in the grave. And we declare Jesus to be Lord over our life, not ourselves. We stop trying to keep our own throne to control our little world. We go to the throne of Jesus and kneel before Him, offering our all to Him. That means laying down the responsibilities that were never meant to be ours. Let God be God, so that we can be free to take up the responsibilities and calling that God made us for, and offer our bodies as living sacrifices to the Lord, as Romans 12:1 tells us. This means that everything we do should be unto the Lord. We work, sleep, eat, and play unto the Lord, because that's what He made us to do. With God's help, we become better men and women, because that's what He made us to do for His glory. We are free only when we live in the identity and purpose God created us for. That means freedom isn't found in ignoring your wife and kids to go out and drink with your buddies and sleep around every night. It's not found in making up your own identity and trying to be something that you aren't. It's not found in trying to control everyone in your life. It's not found in sitting on your butt playing video games or watching TV. It's not found in being focused on yourself. freedom is not found in yourself at all. We can look to Matthew 22:37-40 to give us better understanding of where freedom is found. It says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Freedom is found when we first pursue and love God with all that we are. Maintain the right perspective that God is God and we are not. We can trust Him, like Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord and submit to His authority. Remain in the boundaries He set in place for our good and our freedom, understanding that He created us and knows what's best for us. And then the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. To truly love your neighbor, you need to love God first and follow His ways. When we try to love others without first loving God, we are either putting ourselves in God's place or other people in God's place. In other words, we aren't free to love our neighbor. We are restrained by certain conditions and expectations. Our love for others requires them to perform a specific way, and we expect things in return. When freedom's aim is Jesus, we are free to love unconditionally as Jesus loves us. Our freedom is intended to spread and set others free by pointing them to the way, the truth, and the life. When we give in to our own idea of freedom, we only end up hurting ourselves and others because our idea of freedom is focused on ourselves and what we can get out of it. To wrap this episode up, I want to leave you with 7 takeaways on freedom. The first, freedom is not simply doing whatever you want. Freedom requires boundaries and guidelines. In order to have freedom, we need to know the difference between right and wrong, and then we need to pursue and live in the right. Otherwise, we are enslaved by false definitions and lies. The second takeaway: truth and freedom go hand in hand. Freedom is impossible without truth. Because truth is above all, it clearly defines what is right and wrong. This allows for freedom to be possible. If there is no freedom, confusion abounds, and this only produces chaos, not freedom. When the truth is made up by man, then it will change by popular vote or with the ruler of the age, putting all in chains. The third takeaway: only God has the authority to define truth and freedom. He alone is the source of truth and freedom because He created all things. Since He created all things, He knows the identity and purpose for which He created them, which makes Him the best authority on truth and freedom. We should go to Him for understanding how to live the best life possible in truth and freedom. The fourth takeaway: freedom starts and continues with Jesus. He paid the price for our sins by dying on the cross, freeing us from our chains to the lies we believed. And then He rose from the dead, freeing us from death so that we could have new life with Him. Jesus is freedom. The fifth takeaway: freedom is never aimless. Its aim is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our freedom. We should not be aimless, allowing sin to grab hold of us again. The sixth takeaway: with Jesus, we are freed from focusing on ourselves so that we can freely love God and love others without expectations and conditions. And the last takeaway: freedom in Jesus is intended to spread and be shared with the world. Go out, keeping your aim on Jesus, and share the good news of freedom with those around you. After listening, I hope you will consider what true freedom means and think about the way you've been living. Are you living in freedom? Or do you struggle with lies, worries, fears, addiction, or something else that controls how you live each day? Do you know Jesus? I want to encourage and challenge you to consider the things I shared about Jesus. He actually came down from heaven, fully man and fully God. He lived an ordinary life, growing up, working, experiencing hunger, thirst, sorrow, anger, and everything that you and I experience each day. And he came down for one purpose, to free us from lies, sin, evil, and darkness. He died for you. And then he rose to life on the third day, defeating death for you and me to have life. If you believe this and confess that you are a sinner and in need of a Savior, and then surrender your life to Jesus and follow him, you will be saved. You will be free. If you made this commitment, or want to but aren't sure how, please send me a message letting me know. I'd love to talk to you more about this and encourage you in your new life. I'll leave you with these verses from Ephesians 5, 14 through 17. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Thanks for listening to the WAC Talk. Click the subscribe button and watch for a new episode every 2 weeks. If you want more of my content, check out my website, WestonAKnutson.com, and my new book, A Hypnotizing World.